Forward, I used to be one of those people who thought their childhood had been just fine. My family's business was doing well, there was always food on the table, and we spent summers boating. So how could I possibly have any trauma? I always assumed childhood trauma or a difficult childhood meant something extreme like a family member's death, an accident, or extreme poverty. Surely any of those would cause trauma, but those are not the only causes. In one therapy session, a therapist once asked me if I remembered anything from my childhood. I fell silent. In truth, I barely remembered anything, especially not on an emotional level. I even had to explain to the therapist what it feels like to be loved. I provided a definition of love and described situations where people had done nice things for me. But I couldn't describe how it feels when one is loved. I couldn't describe many other feelings either. These were the first signs that I began to question my assumptions. Maybe my childhood wasn't entirely problem-free after all. It was hard to admit that something might be wrong. Slowly but surely, I began to see a connection between my emotional issues and my childhood. Oh boy, I was only at the very beginning of my journey. My own childhood was the best that my parents could possibly give me. Still, parents inevitably pass on their own burdens to their children, no matter how hard they try to avoid it. Feelings don't obey logic or respond to pure reasoning. They operate more slowly and travel through different pathways in our body. I understand very well how being a Karelian war evacuee or losing your father at age 5 can cause a persistent sense of insecurity and anxiety. These fundamental issues trickled down to me across generations, even though my parents never intended to pass them on. I didn't grasp these things because I was living in a bubble. I didn't even realize it when my 20-year-old little sister committed suicide. I always thought the mental health issues around me were caused by some external factor. I didn't see the connection to childhood or consider that something might be wrong inside me. After all, I knew how to explain emotions and analyze situations. I understood everything intellectually. I could describe them. How could there possibly be a problem? An adult child refers to a person who is an adult by age, but whose emotional reactions are stuck at a child's level. Such a person sulks, throws tantrums, blames others for their mistakes, refuses to accept feedback, or constantly criticizes others. These are children's defense mechanisms. However, emotional regulation is a learned skill, not an innate trait. We didn't learn it from our own parents, but we can learn it as adults. I was learning these things at the same time as my 5-year-old firstborn. I no longer wanted to pass on this burden, handed down from generation to generation, to my children. By that time, my second child was 1 year old and my divorce was pending. I realized something had to change, and there was only one thing in this world I could change, myself. Introduction. Adult child refers to an adult whose emotional regulation skills remain at a child's level. However, few truly understand what this means. Many adults still have childlike emotional survival mechanisms that govern their behavior. When most people around us behave similarly or tolerate such behavior, the problem may not even be recognized. In many workplaces, behavior that indicates stunted emotional development is considered normal. One of the most common challenges concerns handling negative emotions. Many think they know how to deal with them, but in reality, those feelings are often denied, suppressed, or rationalized away without ever truly being faced. Plenty of adults don't know how to process negative emotions in a healthy way. This skill is often learned later in life, since basic childcare advice doesn't fully open one's eyes to this need. Only when a person begins to examine their own actions, for example with peer support, does an insight emerge. You can't teach children to handle negative emotions unless you've mastered the skill yourself. In the workplace, feelings can and should be acknowledged, but in practice it comes down to improving everyday communication, not therapy or delving into personal issues in detail. Peer support offers the opportunity to talk about feelings and understand how childhood experiences have shaped our current behavior. The process begins by accepting that childhood was imperfect and admitting that you can't control everything. The first step in solving a problem is always recognizing that there is one. If a person isn't aware of a problem, they can't do anything about it. The challenge, however, is that people don't seek out peer support. Instead, they live in bubbles where no one knows how emotions should be handled. Workplaces are experiencing a transitional period in which traditional leadership is giving way to coaching leadership. A new generation is expecting more and more freedom to work self-guided, even though, as inexperienced workers, they still need guidance and professional skills. The older generation doesn't always understand where to grant freedom and when to guide employees. It's about the different levels of a team self-direction, or community-led operation. Community-led practice means a team operates without a traditional boss, sharing responsibility.